Welcome to another episode of Thinking Like a Bank, where we show you how to think like a bank by applying the same strategies and principles that banks use to help you find more financial freedom in your life. I'm your host, Sari Ibrahim. Today, I'm interviewing Matthew Sullivan. He is the founder and CEO of Quantum RE, the real estate marketplace that makes home equity accessible, investable, and tradable. He is also the founder of the real estate crowdfunding platform called crowdventure.com and is a manager of two real estate funds. With a background in finance and technology, he worked with Richard Branson and his corporate finance team on a number of Virgin companies, such as Virgin Executive Jets, and was appointed as director and trustee of Virgin's London Air Ambulance Service. Quantum RE is a unique real estate marketplace that leverages blockchain technologies to make home equity accessible, investable, and tradable. We solve a major problem for homeowners that want to access their home equity with no monthly payments and without the burden of additional debt. Their secondary trading platform and marketplace is built on the Algorand blockchain and has been designed to enable investors to access this vast, untapped real estate asset class, i.e. the equity in owner-occupied homes, with a marketplace where their tokenized investments can be bought, sold, and traded.
Matthew, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Sari. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I'm excited to interview you, get to know you a little bit more. I know some of the kind of the high level things we're going to talk about is Quantum RE and what is that. But before we jump into that, do you mind sharing with us more about who you are and your background?
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm originally from the UK, moved to the US about 9 years ago, landed in Southern California. I've got a young family with four children, and we moved to North Carolina about 6 or 7 months ago. So, you know, I'm calling you from my office at home, surrounded by trees and green stuff. And it feels very much like England. So I'm very, very happy here. My background is very much entrepreneurial. So from my sort of mid-20s, I've started and run my own business, primarily in finance, telecoms, technology. Spent a few years working with Richard Branson in the late 90s and flew the, well, I was appointed a trustee of the London Air Ambulance, amongst other things. When I moved to the US, I set up one of the early real estate crowdfunding companies. And about 5 years ago, we founded Quantum RE, which is the company that I've been the sort of founder and CEO of ever since. We focus very much on solving a major problem for homeowners who want to unlock their equity. And at the same time, we're creating a very interesting new asset class for real estate investors.
Got it. Awesome. So it's, with Quantum RE, there's two parts to it. There's the unlocking the equity for homeowners. And then there's also an investment option for the investors. Before that, I want to talk about, I'll go a little bit back to crowdfunding. So do you mind sharing with the audience what exactly is crowdfunding?
Well, crowdfunding really came about through some changes in the securities regulations that came out of the Jobs Act. And I think that was about 9-10 years ago. And what it means is that you're able, through those securities law changes, to go to a website and invest in securities that are offered on the website. And that's very different to how it used to be, because beforehand, you could only invest in private placements if you were personally invited. So it was previously the domain of the country club and the people who you knew. And so what crowdfunding did was opened it up to a much wider audience. So we saw huge growth in all sorts of crowdfunding, not just real estate platforms, but companies that enabled you to invest in startup companies. So you've got platforms like Republic and WeFunder and Cedars and Start Engine, for example, that enable you to invest in companies. So you don't have to be a VC. You can invest in a startup for as little as $100. Mm-hmm. And companies like Realty Mogul and Fundrise and CrowdStreet and Peer Street, they all are real estate companies, along with the company that I founded, CrowdVenture, mm-hmm. that enables you to invest in real estate. And so what we've seen over the last few years is those two types of crowdfunding platforms, one into real estate and other types of assets, and the other into venture capital. That we've seen them grown to the point where billions of dollars are now transacted through those platforms. So it's been a huge success story. What really we've seen is I think we're still very much at the beginning. So the ability to invest in non-listed securities, so in alternative assets, so things that are not listed in a stock market, mm-hmm. it's a very vibrant sector, and I think all the indications are that it's just going to continue growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now the stock market is as we recorded this beginning of 2023, it's not the best place to be, in my opinion, from an investment standpoint. And it also means that when especially tech companies go public, they've already reached their peak. The billionaires and the multimillionaires have already been made at that point when a company goes public. So what if we can invest in companies before that happens, right? Like before they go public, then that's where I think the real multiples come in. That's where essentially a dollar can turn into $100 or $1,000 when a company goes to that level. So that's essentially the benefit of investing into privately held, as you mentioned, non-listed securities.
Exactly. And you're absolutely right. Yeah. Because what you're doing is you're taking the bet, as it were, at a very early stage. And that's where, in many cases, that's where most of the risk is. The younger a company is, then that's where most of the risk is. And conversely, that's where most of the potential upside is. Because if you can find a winner and get in at an early stage, then you're getting in at a price which is going to be much lower than it would mm-hmm. be when ultimately it comes to exit.
Right, exactly. Yeah, definitely agree. And then can you tell us more about Quantum RE? So I saw this on another podcast you mentioned. You're unlocking the equity in your property. Let's just say I don't know if you could do this with your personal residence, like your single family personal residence. You want to, for example, invest in another real estate deal, you need $50,000, just to use even math. So your objective is to take $50,000, invest that into a passive real estate deal somewhere else, and you want to tap into the equity of your home to do so, but you don't want to take on more debt. Is that about right? So you could access...
That's exactly it. It's very good of you to be subjected to one of the podcasts that I was speaking on. So thank you for going through the pain of that. but yes, I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, if you're a homeowner at the moment and you have equity, and many homeowners have more equity than they've ever had before. I think if you look at the figures, almost half of the homes in the US are now equity rich, which means that there's more than 50% equity owned by the owners. If you want to access your equity, you've got to go back to the bank. So you've got to borrow money through a home equity line of credit or typically a cash out refi. But the really challenging thing now is that interest rates are so much higher than they were a couple of years ago that if you wanted to use a cash out refi, for example, you're going to be refinancing your existing mortgage probably at a rate that is twice as much as you're paying today.
Right.
So just to get a little bit of extra cash, you're having to pay double for your existing loan. And for many people, that could be a significant increase in their monthly payments before they actually get any benefit. So most people are, and quite rightly so, turning that down as an option. And that means that, without that, they don't have any other way of unlocking their equity unless they sell the property. So that's where we come in. So we invest with the homeowner. We're not a lender. We co-invest alongside the homeowner. And what we say is, in exchange for some liquidity or an investment today, the contract or you agree with us that in the next 10 years, you will pay us a fixed percentage of the value of your home at the time that you agree that you want to settle the contract with us. And that can be any time in the next 10 years. Now, at the end of 10 years, the agreement becomes due. So you have to settle the agreement before then. But you're free to refinance or sell the property or pay the agreement down at any point without any penalty.
So if just to use even numbers, you have a property, it's $500,000. That's the market value as of today on the property. You have, let's just say, half the house is paid off. So $250,000 is paid off. You owe $250,000. You have $250,000 equity, and then you want to access $50,000. I'd go to Quantum RE, and then you guys would essentially partner on the property. So in other words, partnering on the future potential growth of the property. So,
well, that's right, and that's exactly it. So if I were to give you some numbers, so. Yes. $50,000 is 10% of the current value of the property. And what we would agree with you typically is that in exchange for 10% of today's value, you agree that you will pay us 19% of the future value of your property when you settle the agreement. So that 19%, so what we're doing really is we're trading 19% of the future value, and we don't know what the future value is going to be. It could be the same as it is today, it could be more, or it could be less. So the 19% remains the same. So you're selling some of the future value, yeah, in exchange for cash today, and you're selling it at a discount. So that's the trade, as it were, future cash in exchange for cash today. And I think most people know that the value of, you know, the present value of money is always more than the, you know, potential future value, because you don't really know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
But as a homeowner, what happens is you get that $50,000 with no monthly payments. So you don't have to make any monthly payments. You can use it for whatever purpose you want. It does not show up on your credit report as additional debt. So like many people, you can use it to pay off expensive credit card debt or loans, or you can use it, as you suggested earlier, as a down payment on another property. Mm-hmm. Now, because it's not a loan, that down payment's not going to be counted towards your overall borrowings or your overall leverage. And it could enable you to borrow enough money to buy another property or make another investment. So it's a very flexible type of tool for homeowners. Mm-hmm. It means that you can keep your existing mortgage on your property. So that $250,000 mortgage that you might have set at maybe a 3% rate a couple of years ago, we don't need to pay that off. You can keep that. You're able to receive the capital from us with no tax to pay. So it's tax deferred. And what that means is there's no income tax, there's no capital gains tax to pay on the money that we invest. So it's a very effective and efficient from a tax perspective as well.
That makes sense. So 10% of the value now, so let's just say 50,000 in exchange. And let's just say that in 10 years, the $500,000 property, let's just say that hypothetically speaking, it's $750,000, the market value in 10 years. Then you guys would, and let's just say we waited until 10 years to pay you guys back, because I know we have to within 10 years. So we do 19% of $750,000. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. But it could also be 19% of $300,000. So if your property goes down in value, and I don't think any of us really know what's going to happen to residential real estate. But yes, so all those scenarios, if it goes up or if it goes down or if it stays the same, it's 19% of whatever the value is of the home at that time.
Gotcha. Okay. Because you're sharing the risk then, whereas a loan doesn't share the risk with you. If whether your property goes up or down or whatever the investment you do goes up or down, that's what it's tied to. It's not tied to that. So you still owe that amount with the loan, whereas with you
guys, and that's how exactly, and that's how people go underwater, because the property value goes down, but the loan, the principal amount due stays the same, together with the added interest.
Yeah.
So if the loan becomes more than the value of the home, but you can't go underwater with our home equity investments, because the amount that we get is always a percentage of the value of the home. And, you know, in some extreme circumstances, as a homeowner, you could end up paying us back if you sell the property at a very low figure. You could end up paying us back less than we invested. Although we think that's probably very unlikely, you know, just given the performance of, you know, real estate over the last, you know, century.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is really interesting. So is this all done like on a software or a
Well,
platform?
no, there are humans involved. You'll be very pleased to hear at every stage of the process. So I think that the homeowner can go to our website and find out how much equity, in principle, as an estimate, we might be able to help them access. And then they typically they fill out a like an application form, and then it follows the same sort of process as a loan. You know, we'll call the customer up, the homeowner up, explain how it all works, and then we'll send them an application form, and then there's some information we need from them, such as you know, details of their mortgage, their insurance. We'll check with title to make sure that that there aren't any, you know, potential issues there. And it normally takes about 4 to 5 weeks to close a deal from the beginning. But what happens then? Because I remember what you were saying is there's two sides to the platform. Once we've completed the deal with the homeowner, what we do is we're creating a real estate asset at that point, because we've got an agreement with the homeowner that they'll pay us, you know, 19% of the value of their home within the next 10 years, in exchange for cash, which represents a lot less than that. So the investor is getting a real estate asset at a significant discount to the current market value. So what we do is we put that into a special purpose LLC, and we then enable investors to buy into that through our exchange, through our marketplace. So what we're doing is we are enabling smaller investors, and by smaller investors, I mean non-institutions. In the next few months, it'll be available to non-accredited investors. So you can go to our marketplace and you can see all of the various different home equity investments on specific homes, and you can build your own portfolio of these assets. And they're really interesting assets, because if the value of the property goes down, potentially you can still make a very good return, because of the embedded value, because of that discount. And you don't get that with many real estate investments that I know of, where if the property goes down, normally you lose money. But with a home equity investment, because you're buying 19% of the value of the property for 10%, the property's got to go down, you know, almost 50% before you start losing money. And you know, most properties are very unlikely to do that.
Yeah, you're so right. Exactly. Because even if, because if you're, let's just say you're borrowing, not borrowing, but you are, giving up 10% of your market value today in exchange to pay back 19% of the market value. You're right. Even if the value of your property drops from the investor standpoint, it still could be a good investment. And now it makes sense now. So after you have somebody go through the application process, somebody looking for capital, and they go through the application process, then at that point, it's almost like an investment opportunity has been created for the accredited investors that are part of your program or
That's right. But what we do is we do that deal off platform. So we make sure that the homeowner doesn't have to wait for us to go and raise the money. So when we're working with the homeowner, we've already got the money in this sort of bucket over here. So we can complete the deal without having to go and raise it through our platform. But once that deal is funded and the assets created, we then put that onto our platform, and the secondary market investors effectively can come in. And this really is what we were saying earlier about how alternative assets can be much more interesting for investors, because they're not, you know, certainly these assets, they're not correlated to the stock market. In other words, if the stock market goes up or goes down, it doesn't normally have the same impact on these assets. They're sort of isolated, and so they can have their own performance. They can go up even if the stock market goes down, and they're quite resilient because of the amount of inbuilt cushion that you get from that discount. You know, the house prices, I think we're going to have much bigger problems than house prices if house prices fall by sort of 40 or 50%. I think, you know, I think it's probably the sign of something a little bit more worrying than that. So you're very unlikely, I think, to suffer the same types of losses that you would if you were investing in the property directly.
Right, exactly. And then are they, could this, so this could be done with a personal residence, it could be done with like a commercial, like
It's
multifamily
just
stuff.
residence, so not commercial, but
Okay.
well, yeah, commercial, yes, in the sense if it's an investment property. So we work with owner-occupied properties, and we also work with investment properties. So if you do own a small portfolio, then we can work with you to help you unlock some of that equity, and that then moves itself. That then will appear in our platform as a rental property, but you're still getting that same type of investment opportunity.
Gotcha. Okay. And then now from the investment standpoint, like what could one who is, let's just say when somebody is an accredited investor, they want to like what's some of the kind of minimum maximum investments and then also potential like payback periods and then like average internal rates of return that you can share with us. So like, can
Yeah,
you paint us a picture of investing?
sure. So, as I said, at the moment it's accredited only, but that should change by beginning of June, because we're going through an application with the SEC at the moment, where we're going to be offering them through a particular exemption that enables non-accredited investors. So that's just something to bear in mind. But typically we're looking for mid-teens as a return on investment, and that's over a 3-year period. So if you take a snapshot of what this investment would be worth in 3 years, if the property appreciates at 3% a year, the return on investment that we're targeting is around 14.5% to 15%. Now, obviously, lots of caveats around that. This is not guaranteed, and
Yeah.
you've got to be make sure you read all of the information and the PPM. So that's just an indication. Minimum investments really determined by the size of the home equity investment, but you'll really be looking at around $500 to $600 as a minimum investment, and the maximum investment really is anything up to $250,000 to $300,000. So you could buy the entire home equity investment on our marketplace if you wanted to. As we go towards the non-accredited side, those minimums will fall down to $100 per unit or per share. And most importantly, you'll be able to trade those or buy and sell without any restrictions in terms of timing restrictions. But again, that's all subject to the Regulation A plus filing being approved or qualified by the SEC. So we're going through that process right now.
Got it. And it sounds like that like there probably isn't any cash flow, right? Because if I invest like
That's
50,000,
absolutely right. So
yeah.
there, because it's an you're buying into the equity, so there's
Yeah.
no
Rental
yield, there's no
income or anything.
rent.
Yeah.
But the good thing is you don't own the property, so you haven't got to maintain it. You don't have
Yeah.
to pay the mortgage. You haven't got to cut the grass or fix the roof or was it toilets, tenants, termites, and trash? I think are the usual problems. But there's no cash flow. But what we're saying is, in our marketplace, as the property goes up in value, or as the agreement continues, value accrues to it almost on a daily basis. So if you can sell your interests through our platform and lock in some of that profit, that's almost the same as having a yield, because if you can, buy at a certain figure and sell at a higher figure, you're able to get a liquidity event. You're able to tap into some of that profitability. So obviously there's no guarantee that we'll have liquidity in the platform. So you've got to make sure, we've got to match willing buyers and willing sellers. But we're pretty confident that over time there's going to be a quite a vibrant marketplace. We'll be there, really, because this is such an exciting new and interesting asset class.
Yeah, it is. I've never heard of anything like this. It's really interesting. What made you want to create this and develop this?
Well, I think really with crowdfunding, real estate generally, if you every deal has to be managed almost. So if you're a sponsor and you're bringing deals to an investment community, those deals that each one of them has to be managed because they don't all perform. They have to be if if you have rental properties, you need property management, rental collection, maintenance. So this is a very different asset class because all of those things are done by the homeowner. So the homeowner, as I said, they are responsible for paying the mortgage and maintaining the property. Mm-hmm. So that makes it much easier to scale. So in other words, you don't have to grow your team of, you know, and your costs. So you can build a very large portfolio of diverse real estate assets across multiple properties, where in each case, the property is looked after by the person that it has the most vested interest, which is the owner of the property. So it's a very interesting type of investment from a scalability perspective. But also the way home equity investments work, you get that leveraged sort of upside return, but without having to borrow money because of the way the contracts are written. But you also get that downside protection. And that's fascinating because as we enter a marketplace where people are unsure about the direction of, you know, residential property prices, having that cushion in the event of a downturn is so valuable and rather unique. So all of those factors make this a very interesting and compelling real estate asset class for us.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to check it out. How can the listeners find the website, learn more about you, learn more about Quantum RE?
Well, and thank you. So the website is QuantumRE, that's QUANTMRE.com. Now, on there, you can find out how much equity you can unlock as a homeowner. You can find out how much you can register as an investor. You can take a look at our platform. We've got a limited number of properties available on there at the moment, but that's going to be growing very soon. So if you pre-register as an investor, you'll get updated as soon as we have new deals on the platform. And there's all sorts of other information, plus all of our contact details, all in that one place. So, check us out. We'd love to hear from you.
Sounds good, Matthew. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast. And I'm looking forward to interviewing you again in the future.
That's lovely. And it's, you know, very kind of you to invite me on. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here.
To learn more about what we do and how we can help you grow more wealth, please visit www.finassetprotection.com. That's F-I-N, assetprotection.com. The topics presented in this podcast are for general information only and not for the purposes of providing legal, accounting, or investment advice. On such matters, please consult a professional who knows your specific situation.